This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. And a unique week for us this week because we get to speak to this next guy a third time later on this week. And joining us again from the locked down area of Yuma, Arizona, is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. And, of course, there are many exceptions in the lockdown. One of them is for media professionals, so I can go just about anywhere I want.
Yeah, I know. Did they give you any sort of documentation for that, or is that just...
Nah, I got a business card, and I do have credentials from NSSF.
Okay.
You know, it's good enough. I think anybody could, if they had a good line of pattern and a business card, could do it. After all, who is a journalist today? It's anybody with a computer.
Well, it helps if people read your stuff, Dean.
It does. It does. Yeah. They can check online, you know, and say, oh, yeah, there really are articles.
He must be real. I remember one time my legitimacy was determined by the NRA at the NRA annual meeting. They were like, I went in there to get the media badge. They were like, so what's your website? And they were rolling their eyes. I told them, they looked at it and said, oh, yes, of course. Well, here's your pass, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And, you know, when I was just starting, I had it happen a couple times. But once you learn the protocol, so to speak, you don't get bothered much.
Yep. So, what's on your mind this evening, sir?
Well, we could talk about the similarities between 22 ammunition and toilet paper with the bubble that happened. Did we talk about that? I forget.
I don't think we have. I don't think we have talked about that. Let's talk about similarities between 22 ammo and toilet paper. What are those similarities?
The similarities are they take very specialized equipment that has a high capital cost, and so there are only a few manufacturers that make it. It's made mostly inside the U.S., and the capitalism as such, the market had tuned the supply to just a little bit more, the capacity for supply, I should say, than the demand, because it's used on a pretty regular basis.
Right.
Well, and then you get a catastrophic or event or a psychological event, might be a better way to put it, of some kind where people say, I only have 100 rounds of 22, or I only have 3 rolls of toilet paper. I need more. You know, like 1,000 rounds of 22 or 12-pack or 2 of toilet paper.
Right.
And if you get a significant percentage of the population, I mean, it doesn't have to be that many, 5%, 10%, that suddenly decide they need 4 or 5 times more than what they usually buy in a year, and boom, all of a sudden the shelves are bare, and people are, you know, trying to make money out by advertising it on eBay for 10x the ordinary price, and people who are actually down to their last roll can't find it, or their last box of 22.
Right.
So it's really a very similar phenomenon. Now, the difference is that the 22 bubble went on for years, and it took a long time, and in both cases, manufacturers are very reluctant to buy very expensive equipment to expand for demand they don't know will actually be expanded permanently. Now, with 22 ammo, you can see that particularly, but 22 ammunition demand actually did expand, and they expanded the manufacturing capacity by about 20% in the U.S., which is a good thing because now people are demanding more ammunition again.
Right.
But with toilet paper, I don't think the actual demand has gone up any significant amount. So what will happen is that stocks are starting to get back into the stores, and that's a good thing. And it, I still see, I went to a supermarket today because a friend of mine is laid up. He can't get out. And so I did a little shopping for him. And they had like a two-roll toilet paper limit, I think. But clearly, things are getting back to normal there. And it'll take a while for the people who, you know, bought a year's supply and hadn't bought it before to use that stuff up. But they won't be buying 2 or 3 years' supply, probably. Now, I've had people say, by the way, well, I don't understand it. Why would people buy toilet paper? But as I've read about various interruptions in commercial supply, whether it's a revolution or an economic crisis or whatever, it turns out toilet paper is one of these things that has very inelastic demand. People really want real toilet paper. I mean, it's almost like cigarettes, you know. Tobacco is another thing that is often used as a currency when things go bad.
Barter, yeah.
So
I don't remember, but you know, I don't remember toilet paper being one of those things that, I mean.
I have, when I've read accounts of people who were in difficult situations where supplies were interrupted, often find accounts of where they really wanted to buy toilet paper.
And
it's kind of interesting because it's a first world problem. You know, we didn't even start using toilet paper, I think, until like the 1900s.
Right.
You know, people used other things. Corn cobs were common in outhouses in the farmland in the Midwest for quite a while. And, you know, just ordinary washcloths for people who are more genteel. And, of course, the Europeans developed the bidet.
Right. So with
there's not much toilet paper in Europe.
So with this new normal, do you think that we will see this come back to normal pretty quick?
As far as the
shortage.
I think it will. I think toilet paper will come back quite quickly because we're already seeing a little, you know, limited amounts back in the stores. And the people who have significant amounts of it, I mean, they don't have, it's not like they expect to go for years without toilet paper. They're looking at, they want a couple months supply to be sure.
Right.
And so I think it'll come back pretty quickly. And there are, actually, it's more elastic in a lot of ways in that there are more substitutes for toilet paper. I mean, you can go online, and I think on Amazon you can get, you know, a do-it-yourself bidet that you can attach to your commode. I think you can, you know, people can use regular paper, you know. They're getting a lot of campaign literature still. Just don't flush it down the toilet. It's very bad for the plumbing. Toilet paper is meant to dissolve. Regular glossy stuff, no, it doesn't dissolve very well. It'll literally plug up the works. So if you're going to use that kind of substitute, put it in, use something like a diaper pail or something like that, where you would put, disposable diapers and then dispose of it the same way you would disposable diapers.
Right. So. Just a little bit of common sense so you don't cause an issue later on down the road. But coming up on the first break, Dean, for people that write in the gun niche, Dean is the most read of the writers out there. More people read his stuff or have read his stuff. And this is not my opinion. This is a publisher's opinion. Freddie Reel at AmmoLand believes that. I concur. Check it out at AmmoLand.com if you'd like to check out a repository of well over 1,500 articles that they are there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten and just discussing part things in the day. Before you came on, Dean, I was, see, this kind of stuff, what's going on right now with all these lockdowns and everything, it sort of reminds me of basic training.
Yes, I can understand that.
For those that have never...
Basic training, it has to end at some point.
That's right. That's right. But I mean, even just with life in the military as a permanent party member, even as an NCO and everything, that is actually, you're not really, it's not a democracy to be in the military. Let's put it that way.
You give up certain rights of being a U.S. citizen in order to serve in the military. It's understood.
Right.
You know, there is a chain of command. You are expected to follow orders. You're not allowed complete freedom of speech or movement. So there's a bunch of things that you give up in order to serve. But it's also expected that there's an end to it, and you get back to ordinary, and your constitutional rights are protected.
Right. So for the, you know, when, does it alarm you how fearful some people are over?
It does. It clearly does, and there's several different parts to this fear, or different types of fear. You know, obviously, some people fear contracting the disease, and they're very fearful of that. But there are other people who are very fearful of the government expanding this authority permanently, and then there are people who are very fearful of the economic consequences of what's going on. And then there's various combinations of the above. And all of them are understandable fears. It's always been understood in the United States that there would be temporary emergencies where everybody would be expected to pitch in and do their part and maybe have to sacrifice some amount. But it's also understood that those are temporary. The problem is, historically, we've seen these temporary emergencies become permanent or semi-permanent in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Even after World War II, the government of the time under Truman wanted to keep all of the wage and price controls and, you know, the government control over much of the industry in place, but the returning GIs and the people wouldn't have anything of it, and you know, they junked them eventually. But originally, the plan was to keep those in place.
Do you think we're seeing a bunch of governmental overreach in a lot of cases? I mean, there's 12 states out there that are trying to restrict guns in some way or another.
I really fear for the economic problems that the cure may be worse than the disease. And we're operating from so much ignorance. There's just a lot of facts we simply don't know. We don't know how lethal this disease is. We don't know if some of these promising treatments, just how well they are working. We don't know what the number of people who carry the disease but show no symptoms are. All of these things should become available to us in a couple of weeks, and I think then we can formulate a policy out of knowledge rather than ignorance. And I think that the American people will be perfectly willing to go along with what's necessary once they're given actual information and a rational plan on how to proceed. And I think that's going to happen.
Well, I think once they figure out what's going to be the treatment for it, if it's actually effective, I think that'll probably, because I mean, Trump very seriously wants things to start back up. He's
a rational person does. We're doing enormous harm.
Well, I mean, but most of Congress doesn't.
Well,
most of the Democrats in Congress don't.
Remember, emergency is the life of the state.
Sure.
You know, the government gains enormous power, and they can do things that they never would have been allowed to do if there weren't an emergency. So we tend to have a desire. There's a strong desire on the part of many people in government to have a permanent emergency, just bounce from one emergency situation to the next so they can do just about whatever they want without any limitation. I think President Trump is not in that category, and I think he will work to limit it. But when you have all these medical advisors telling them, you know, we're going to have terrible consequences, hundreds of thousands dead, maybe millions, if we don't do these things, and we don't have much fact to contradict that, it's very difficult to go out on a limb and say, I'm going to take this chance with a million people's lives, when you don't really have good facts to back up your decision.
But the projections, I mean, they're going to, the projections are wrong. I mean, they're going really high on these, I kind of think.
I understand it.
I get it and everything. But the problem with it is that too many people seem quite willing. Well, I don't know if it's willingness or fear.
It's both.
Yeah.
It's a combination. And what you see is a lot of it is just based on ignorance. For example, this cocktail of malarial drugs, antibiotics, and maybe zinc. There's a couple different levels of mixes out there, and it seems to be pretty promising to mitigate the disease.
Right.
Not to cure it, but to make it far less deadly and difficult.
Well,
and there's even some indication that it may prevent, if you're taking the drugs already, it may prevent you from acquiring the disease.
Let me. We're coming up on the next break. What I will say is this, and I've had more than one person tell me they think I've already had it, that I got it from SHOT Show, as a matter of fact, and. What they're trying to do, from my understanding, is they're trying to mitigate it enough to where your body creates antibodies to fight it off.
Sure.
And they're going to study that, too, as well. I'm sure they're going to find some people that they know definitely have had it. Yeah, so it's all ongoing. But let me get you to hang on right there, if you would be so kind. And, of course, you know, Dean writes about the entire spectrum of the gun culture, the gun world, hunting and... politics, self-defense, no-knock raids. Some of the stuff on no-knock raids is very fascinating. And you can find all of this at Ammoland. Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the U.S. is doing all it can to stop the spread of coronavirus.
We're attacking the virus on every front with social distancing, economic support for our workers, rapid medical intervention, and very serious innovation.
Also during that press conference, Attorney General Bill Barr explains the importance of keeping up the fight against illegal drugs.
One of our highest priorities must remain destroying the Mexican cartels. Their trafficking is largely responsible for the deaths, as we all know now, of 70,000 Americans a year.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves is following the lead of several other states by issuing a stay-at-home order. So far, 22 people have died in Mississippi from the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dean Weingarten. What do you think about all the new gun owners that are out there? Do you think we're going to see a bunch of guns go out on the used market after all of this happens? Or do you think we're going to, will we see a bunch of new gun owners staying in there and maybe expanding?
Well, I think what happens, and this isn't the first time we've seen this circus, what happens is it's a big decision for people to buy a gun for the first time. And once they do it, it really changes their mindset. I think it's for most of them, it's an irrevocable change. Now, they may, in the future, sell the gun, but the change in the mindset is still there. So I think what we've seen, primarily over the last 25 years or so, though it goes back further than that, is you get some kind of emergency or a critical time and people think, you know, I really ought to have a gun, and they go buy one. I mean, you saw this with the L.A. riots, you know, with the Rodney King riots. And then they have that gun, and it does change their mindset a bit. And what we see is that there's this incremental, slow, upward movement in the number of gun owners. Now, the other side will say, that isn't real. You know, all of these hundreds of millions of guns that have been bought are just bought by a few old white guys. And but when we look at the actual numbers, aside from surveys, which I think are inherently inaccurate here, because a lot of people who are hesitant about buying a gun are very hesitant about telling somebody else that they have one. And people who have been in the gun culture for a long time, they've learned not to advertise the fact that much either, because we've grown up in a hostile environment. So, but when you see, when you look at like the growth of the concealed carry movement, when you look at the number of women that are getting their concealed carry licenses and that are that you see an uptick in their numbers as gun owners. When you see more minorities getting gun permits and finding out that, gee, the rule of law actually applies. It says that if I meet these criteria, they have to give me a permit. Well, I'm going to try it. I bet they won't let this boy get one. And they do. And so, wow. And then the word starts spreading around. So when I look at the numbers, every time there's a huge push for gun control, the number of people who claim to have guns drops quite a bit. But then when you get back out of that valley where the media has been browbeating the population with the message, guns bad, guns bad, guns bad, and you get out of that, well, then the numbers are actually up a bit over what they were before.
Right.
It's not huge numbers, but they're there if you look at it. That's what I see anyway. So I think we will have more gun owners, and you really saw this after 9/11. How long was it after 9/11? I think it's probably almost 8 years before we had another serious push for gun control.
Yeah.
When people confront an emergency, then they go, oh, yeah, well, maybe I really need one. You know, I'm not that other guy who is real dangerous just because he has one. I know I'm not. So, you know.
The rationalizations, I love it. I do love the rationalizations.
Well, we are. We are a rationalizing animal, not so much a rational animal.
I agree with that. I just, I was having a discussion with some other people, and there's some that think that they're going to dump them, just get rid of them as soon as this is over.
Some will, but not very many, I don't think. And because they're going to look and say, you know, I almost couldn't get this. I'll stick it away just in case. Because who knows when the next problem might pop up, you know. Who knows when it will pop up.
Yeah.
I think, and most people in the United States are not so poor that they're willing to sell something they just bought for a few hundred dollars at half price because, they could use the extra bucks right now.
Right. Yeah,
there are people in that category, but there are a lot who aren't.
Yeah. I was in that category for a whole lot of years when I was a younger man. I had one gun. I remember one time I had three at one time. That I thought I had arrived when I had three. Three's enough.
With my parents, we went through the Great Depression, so
right.
It was pretty fresh in their mind. So I was raised with a lot of frugality in mind. So. I've always had a little bit of disposable income.
Right.
Maybe not a lot, but a little bit. I tended to live beneath my means for most of my life.
Understood.
Well, all of it, really.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to see any violence?
I wouldn't be surprised if we see some, but I am more optimistic than most. I don't think there's going to be huge outbreaks. I don't think the inner cities are going to burn, for example.
Well, I think if we see violence, it's probably going to be in the inner cities.
I think so. That's a good expectation. But I'm noticing something that's a little I didn't expect. Every day I go over looking for defensive gun use stories.
Right.
And I've noticed a significant decline. I would say a few months ago, I was seeing roughly, varies, about five of those a day pop up. Now I'm seeing two or three.
People aren't going.
In the last couple of weeks, it's dropped down. And I don't know. I mean, there are many ways you could interpret, or prognosticate about what would happen. Some people say, well, these people are stuck in a house and now they have to put up with each other and they're going to be violent. But we haven't seen that. And other people are going to say, well, burglars want homes that are not occupied, and they're going to figure most homes are occupied now. They're not going to make the mistake of breaking in on somebody who's got a gun.
Right.
So what I'm seeing is less self-defense shootings.
Well, I mean, part of that has to be that there's people are not going out to places where they're being attacked, because if it's not in the home, it's going to be out somewhere else, right? And they're just not there.
A lot of shootings occur around bars.
Yeah.
You know, alcohol has a... You see a lot of shootings happening in O Dark 30 with alcohol involved.
Yeah. So, that's
so
not...
going out...
It's like old... it's like John Farnham told me, What was it? He said the morality test is you got to be in bed at 10 p.m. and it's got to be your bed.
Well,
he said anything after 10 p.m. He said everything's off the table. But anyway, we're coming up on the last break. Dean has had a very long career and a lot of different experiences. The book of his life is. It has a lot of diversity in his experiences. So, uniquely, when he comes and writes about the gun industry, the gun world, the gun culture, his approach is based upon that diversity. And you can see that in all of the articles that he covers, because he covers everything. There's some people specialize in hunting. There's some people specialize in tactical. Dean specializes in all of it. And you can find half of it at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We've been talking to Dean Weingarten about the current world we live in today. Do you think we're just going to... I mean, what I expect to see happen is I would expect to see them come out with a treatment protocol. We've already talked about this. And then once that actually turns out to succeed, I would expect the economy to be fired back up, everybody to go back to work and everything. And it would actually be the way it is with every other little minor virus flu thing that we have coming on. And I don't mean to make light of that, but, you know, let's face it, we've never had, I talked about this earlier in the evening, we've gone, in our recorded time, we've been through, I think, 12 of the biggest, worst pandemics in the 244 years that we have been a country, and we never reacted to any of the others like this.
No, we didn't. And the closest, well, we just don't know because there's still a lot of ignorance about how deadly this is and how it affects various people. But it appears to me the closest example would be the Spanish flu about 1918, 1919. And we basically didn't do anything about that one, and we probably lost about 1 million people or more.
Sure.
So you can understand where people would be concerned and they want to prevent that. It's just we don't really know. I think, like, as you mentioned, that we'll get a little better handle on treatment and how deadly it is and whether we've got enough equipment and personnel to cover it, and we'll start bringing the economy back online, I think, as fast as we deem prudent. Well, as President Trump, with advice, deems prudent. And I don't know that it will necessarily be the whole country all at once. It may be, well, this section of the country, you know, we don't have as much. We'll start bringing that back up. And we're a unified economy in a lot of ways, so you kind of have to bring everything up. But for example, New York City just may take a little longer because it's the biggest hot spot out there. And San Diego and L.A. Actually, California has nowhere near the number of deaths of New York, and we don't really understand why. They have lots of people coming to California from China.
Yeah, but they're not on top of each other. Like they're not densely packed.
They're not as densely packed, but there's a lot of dense places.
Sure.
Although it's not like apartments. You know, it's not like people literally living on top of one another. Lots of L.A. is a big city, but it's really spread out.
Yep.
And now San Francisco is pretty dense. Not as dense as New York, but still pretty dense. but we don't seem to be seeing this huge influx of cases there. So,
well, I mean, the mayor of New York City, and I mean, I was guilty of this myself. The mayor of New York City was out there saying, "Go live your life, go to restaurants, go ride the subway." He called for that on March the 11th. He was out there saying, yep, go do this, go do that. And on March the 15th, he locked the city down.
And they very vigorously opposed Trump's travel ban.
Yeah.
I understand one of the first cases they found there was from an Iranian immigrant that probably would not have been left in if President Trump's travel ban on Iran had been enforced there.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of things. And it's interesting to me that I live right in between two relatively hot spots, San Diego and Phoenix, and yet we have very few cases inside Yuma County. Of course, we don't have the population density, and our overall population is much smaller.
Right.
We're right in between. We just don't seem to be seeing much.
Right.
Now, I did go to gun shops the other day, and look around, and all of them reported that there had been a significant run on guns, and they were reordering like crazy, and people that had ordered guns or mostly have gotten them by now, and they're getting in Glocks and AR-15s and AK clones, and they're going out the door, but the shelves are not completely bare.
Right.
If you wanted a .22 or a pistol, a revolver particularly, or a fair number of shotguns, they were on the shelves and available. Heck, I saw a Marlin model, the lever action 39A, which they don't make anymore. And I've kind of been looking for one, and this one was available in pretty nice shape for $600, which is about what they're going for.
Right.
But I passed it up. But they don't make them anymore, so if you want one, you probably should grab it when you see it.
Right.
So, but the guns are there, and I saw a fair amount of .22 ammo. We don't seem to be in the .22 ammo slump. You know, of course, they did bump up the capacity to make it, and I think prices had come down. I mean, I saw .22 ammo as low as 2.6 cents a round in the last 4 months, which is amazingly low when you look at constant dollars. It's a very good price.
Right.
So all of that is going on. This is not good. It's a big hit for the economy, but at the same time, we were at a very high level in the stock market, and now we have a very logical and understood reason why the stock market would go down. So when we come out of it, it seems to me that it's very logical and reasonable for the stock market to zoom back up again. We'll see.
We'll see. But I think we will. I think we will see it because the economy doesn't, there's nothing wrong with the economy. It was roaring along.
Exactly.
And right now you got, the gun industry is going as fast as they can. Franklin Armory, I called them today. They've got three shifts running all the time.
I looked at Palmetto State Armory, and, you know, the very cheap AR uppers that I was looking at before, they're just not there anymore.
Yeah.
You know, where you used to be able to see some under $300, everything's $500 now. Well, that's supply and demand. But once they catch up, prices will drop back again, but it may take a couple months to get there.
Right. So I just I'm not worried about the economy. Once it all it'll just come back on its own. And the stock market is still even. Yeah.
Yeah, the big thing is not to put in a bunch of regulations that stop us from getting back to work.
Oh, I'd agree. I would have to agree with that. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. I also want to see there was a huge amount of people that were not ready for this. huge amount of people that were not ready for this. For me, you know, I was just like, okay, I work from home anyway. And I know a lot of people don't have that, and I get that. But it wasn't that much of a change.
Yes, and I think we're going to see more people realizing the benefits of telecommuting.
Yeah.
And my daughter is a computer programmer, and she's going, you know, this really was a lot better than having to spend an hour and a half commuting every day. And they've changed some of their protocols to make it easier to telecommute. I don't think that's just going to go away. I think we're going to shift more people to working at home as a result of the experiences.
Well, I mean, some of the things that are closed and everything, when they get out there, the non-essential businesses, I'm saving a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm saving a lot of money.
Well, that's the money you spent.
Yeah, so anyway, we're coming up. We're about to run out of time. You going to be here Friday?
I intend to be.
Yeah, Russ Harrison, that's listening in Alaska right now, he had emailed me at the beginning of the segment wanting to know if you were going to be here three times this week. He thinks this is a very good week.
Well, I believe it will be, and it's always a pleasure to be on the show with you.
Thank you, sir. We will talk to you again on Friday then, I guess, just to make sure of that, okay? Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. We'll be back again We'll be back again in 11 hours. And between now and then, if you would, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.